Welcome to Living Waters 14-day devotional entitled, We Are. Today's devotional is entitled, We Are the Light of the World, written by Gail Hartley. Let's begin our devotion today with some worship with Aaron David Rodriguez.
Just wanna worship you.
Today's devotional is entitled, We Are the Light of the World. On Texas beaches, you can pull your truck camper right up to the beach just feet from the water's edge. The feel of sand between your toes and the roar of the waves is mesmerizing. As the full moon begins to force the sun to sleep, I stood in amazement. Moonlight, shining down on us, just us, or so I erroneously thought. Looking at this beautiful sight, I began to notice the darkness to my right and to my left. I could hear the voices of fellow campers, but they were no longer visible. My first thought was, how special are we and how sad for those in darkness. If only they would join us and experience this incredible glow of light. As my husband and I started a stroll down the beach, I was shocked. The moon was following us. We weren't the only special ones. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That is the good news. His light is available to everyone. John the Baptist was sent to bear witness of this light. John also tells us that Jesus is the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Once we have accepted this good news, Matthew tells us we then become the light that shines forth to those in the darkness. Matthew chapter 5 says, You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. You see, moonlight is the light that reaches the earth from the moon, consisting mostly of sunlight, which is a reflection. A little starlight and earthlight reflected also on the portions of the earth which the sun's light strikes. Just as the moon can only reflect the light gotten from the sun, we as Christians are only a reflection of the Son of God, Jesus. If we are walking with the sun, spending time in his presence, we won't be able to hide it. Light will always dispel darkness. No matter how small a crack of light, it will always permeate and bring hope to those who are looking. Sometimes our light doesn't shine and reflect as bright as we want it to. But dim though it may be, we are still shining. We need to continue to turn our face towards the sun. We need to catch those beams and then share them with the world around us. Maybe you are in the dark, looking for the light. Don't give up. God is standing at the crack, shining the searchlight to rescue you from your darkness. He wants to draw you toward the light to bring forgiveness and wholeness in your life. Pray with me today. Father, I'm searching. My desire is to shine bright in the darkness, to bring hope to the hopeless, to become more like you every day. Thank you for loving me enough to never give up and to continue to send out the searchlight and find me even when I walk in the darkness. Help me to brighten the corner of the world in which I live. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's take a moment and reflect on the fact that we are the light of the world. Today's memory verse is Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's say that together. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. Let's say that one last time. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. All right, you've been doing a great job with these devotions. Let's go out and have an awesome day.